Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Darren Fleming is our guest, CEO, office leasing experts, and broker of record with Real Strategy. During the break, Darren, we were talking about a number of things. How does a magnetic space look compared to, say, decades ago?
You know, the office space that most of us have experienced during our career was really predicated on the basis that it was very functional. We did work there. Most of our work happened in one place, in our desk, in our office. We ate in the kitchen, and we went to the boardroom to have meetings. And so just the idea of decorating and planning it was functional over anything else. A magnetic space that is really defined in large part by your ability to pick and choose how you interact with it. It has a lot of elements that support flexibility and preference. And in many cases, since a lot of work these days is being done at home, the idea is to create a welcoming environment that in large part feels like a home. So we're seeing a lot more natural finishes. We're definitely seeing a lot more plants in the office that just look great, but also improve the air quality. And I describe the ideal magnetic space as being a little bit like a palette. You have these different zones within the space that can accommodate different types of work, and you're armed with technology that's, you know, easily transportable so that you can pick up and move. So, for example, if it's a sunny day, maybe you want to pick up your laptop and put your earphones on and go sit in the kitchen in front of the window because that's where you like to work, where someone else might want to do the same type of work in a room that we call the library, where there's no cell phones and loud talking allowed. So this idea of having a space that kind of not necessarily morphs, but is easily able to accommodate not only the way you like to work in the morning, but also the way you like to work in the afternoon, that might be different, and recognizes that people kind of come and go at different times of the day, depending on the tasks they're doing, where they live, how often they're coming in. The space is a lot more dynamic, suffused with natural light. It's a really exciting and inspiring environment, which none of those words we would have used to describe some of the spaces that we used to work in 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Now, let's talk about some client successes, Darren. During the break, you mentioned Cecot Gilbo. Let's bring that one up to date.
We're really proud of the space that Cecot Gilbo just moved into. They're a law firm out in Orleans. You know, when we found them, they were in a building that from the outside looked great. It was relatively new. You know, it was on a good street. They had good visibility, but they, like many organizations, had grown over time. And while the initial fit up when they moved in, you know, 13, 14 years ago was nice, over time, they had taken different pockets. They had bought additional furniture, and it really started to lose efficiency. And they actually didn't, even though they were all working there all the time, they all felt like they didn't actually see each other because there were so many walls and rooms kind of getting in the way of the whole flow. The space they just moved into has, you know, really high ceilings, unbelievable amounts of glass and natural light pouring in. They took the opportunity to really reframe their brand, and clients like it so much, they actually say, "We love your space. We just want to stay longer," which is hilarious given the fact that they get paid by the hour. There is an opportunity for people to go into a lounge that looks as nice as might be at a five-star restaurant, have a great coffee, and work there, come together and chat. I'm just so proud of it. It looks amazing, and I couldn't be happier with the success.
Oh, that's terrific, and that's going to bode well, too, for other clients along the way as well. Darren, let's talk about some of the resources that you have. Managing efficiency, certainly, and productivity, always important, and there are some great items available on your website. I'm thinking about the Real Space magazine. Maybe we could touch on that for a second.
Yeah. At the beginning of the pandemic, we really realized that people were entering a zone where we just didn't know what this was, uncharted territory. And we had lots of stories and advice that we wanted to share. And we realized we had the makings of a magazine. So we just, I think it rolled out on Monday. We rolled out issue 10. So we've been doing this for 10 quarters, which is hard to believe. Magazine's usually about 50, 60 pages, gives you an overview of the market, as well as some really interesting stories about our own team, clients that we've worked with, along with some design ideas and sort of best practices with respect to space. So there's usually a section talking about, hey, here's some cool product furniture that we saw out there that we just liked, and here's why we liked it.
I know you have some white papers online that folks can look at. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, we've got a couple. The one I'm most proud of is actually a piece that started as my change management paper in my one of my MBA courses. Really, we wanted to understand how do you make people happy at the office? So it covers some elements of transformational leadership theory, and really approaches the topic from an academic perspective of, if I'm a leader and I'm trying to improve, I call them payroll related outputs of health and wellness, productivity, attraction, retention, employer net promoter score, what you say about your employer to your friends and the world. These are all, to me, outputs of the fact that you pay people. If you are able to improve all those things, people are happier but after interacting with you, they take less sick days, they're harder to poach, I would put an umbrella over that and say that they're happy. And the benefits of a happy employee are just so hard to maybe quantify, but we know they're not zero. And by creating a magnetic environment in your company, if you can have any kind of positive output on productivity, on health and wellness, on payroll, the value, the return on investment is almost unlimited.
Wow. Now, one more thing I want to touch on, a real estate glossary. This is really good. A commercial real estate glossary explanation of terms and definitions is right there to read.
We pride ourselves at Real Strategy and not using a lot of jargon. My industry is really famous for using a lot of fancy words that mean something to realtors and not too many other people. And sometimes that language can be a little bit confusing. And there's some basic terms. Our glossary is not 10,000 pages, but there are some keywords in there that, you know, things like what is net rent, what is usable versus rentable areas that often tenants trip over. And so we thought we'd throw a few of those up there just to make it easy.
Perfect. Darren Fleming, we are right out of time. CEO, office leasing expert, and broker of record with Real Strategy. Thanks so much, Darren. Great conversation this hour.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to do it.
Great to talk to you. We'll be doing it again real soon as well. RealStrategy.com is the website. Experts on call on News Talk 580 CFRA. Dave Watts here. Have a great afternoon. News is next.